Christ in your life this morning. I also wanted to mention to you that we would encourage you, if you would, to like and follow the Dover Hill Christian Union Church on the Facebook page. We would appreciate that, and that way we're able to get your thoughts, comments, and see that you're out there, and be able to be thinking of you and praying for you, and just know that you've joined us in worship. And so we are so glad that you have done that. And so if you would like and follow the church Facebook page, we would be grateful to that. So once again, I hope that you are enjoying our time of worship this morning. There's nothing like coming together and worshiping the Lord, and He is worthy of all worship. Over the last several weeks, I've been thinking about the circumstances and situations that each and every one of us have been in, and so, how things have changed over the last few weeks. Truth is, I'm not sure where to even begin to speak about the changes or what tomorrow may bring. I was even in a conversation earlier this week about, do you think things will go back to normal? Probably not the normal that we've ever known before. And so we talked a little bit about what's normal going to be like. The truth is, I really don't know. This, however, I do know. We do not have to live in fear of the changes. We can and should put our faith in the Lord. And so we want to take a few moments this morning and share with you in regard to changes, fear, or faith. I hope we're coming to the Lord in faith this morning. There's an old gospel hymn that goes something like this. In times like these, you need a Savior. In times like these, you need an anchor. Be very sure. Be very sure your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. This rock is Jesus. Yes, He's the one. Boy, I hope we are putting our faith in Jesus this morning. And so what are you anchored to in these changing times? I believe that's a pretty relevant question for all the things that are going on in our community related to the COVID-19 virus. And so where are we and who are we anchored to is a very relevant question. And so as we face uncertain and changing times, I believe we can find help in Israel's circumstances that's recorded for us in Joshua chapter 3. As the nation of Israel, they were about to experience some dramatic changes in their life. And so let's take our Bibles this morning, if you would, and let's turn over to Joshua chapter 3. Verses 1 through 13, and if we were gathered together this morning here at the Dover Hill Church, I would ask you to stand, and so let's worship the Lord together. Let's stand together, let's go to the Word, Joshua chapter 3, verses 1 through 13, and there the Word shares with us. Then Joshua rose early in the morning, and they set out from Acacia Grove and came to the Jordan, he and all the children of Israel, and lodged there before they crossed over. So it was after 3 days that the officers went through the camp, and they commanded the people, saying, when you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, your God, and the priests, the Levites, bearing it, then you shall set out from your place and go after it. Yet there shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure. Do not come near it, that you may know the way by which you must go, for you have not passed this way before. And Joshua said to the people, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. Then Joshua spoke to the priests, saying, take up the Ark of the Covenant and cross over before the people. So they took up the Ark of the Covenant and went before the people. And the Lord said to Joshua, this day I will begin to exalt you in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. You shall command the priest who bear the Ark of the Covenant, saying, When you have come to the edge of the water of the Jordan, you shall stand in the Jordan. So Joshua said to the children of Israel, come here and hear the words of the Lord your God. And Joshua said, by this you shall know that the living God is among you, and that He will without fail drive out from before you the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Hivites and the Perizzites and the Girgashites and the Amorites and the Jebusites. Behold, the ark of the covenant of the Lord of all the earth is crossing over before you into the Jordan. Now therefore, take for yourselves 12 men from the tribes of Israel, one man from every tribe. And it shall come to pass, as soon as the soles of the feet of the priest who bear the ark of the Lord of all the earth, shall rest in the waters of the Jordan, that the waters of the Jordan shall be cut off, the waters that came down from upstream, and they shall stand as a heap. Join us this morning in a word of prayer. Dear precious Father, Lord, as we come to you this morning, we ask once again that you would move in a powerful way, that you would stir our heart and mind. And Lord, this morning we begin to think about all the changes that have occurred over the last several weeks and probably more to come. And so, Lord, this morning we may very much be like the nation of Israel, facing changes in our life and not exactly sure what's going to happen in the next day or even the next moment. But Lord, we know that you're an amazing God. And as you was faithful, Lord, to the nation of Israel, we'll know this morning that you'll be faithful to us. And so, Lord, as we come to your word and we journey together, Lord, to understand that we can put our faith in you and we don't have to fear the circumstances, we ask that you would speak to us so powerfully through your word this morning. We ask that once again you allow us to come under the anointing of the Holy Spirit that allows for the preaching of the Word. Lord, we just desire to be used of you to share your words with your people. And so, Lord, we ask that you would come now and move in a powerful way. Do a deep work in our heart and mind this morning as we put our faith in you. We ask in your precious name, and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord this morning. We certainly hope that you are coming to these circumstances this morning in faith. And so as we think this morning about the changes that we're facing, are we facing them in fear or faith? This morning, do we have fear or faith in these changing times? And I certainly hope that it is faith and that we are trusting the Lord. And so as we ponder those thoughts together and journey together with the nation of Israel as they're preparing to cross the Jordan, there's three things that I would like for us to consider and think about this morning. And the first one is this, that we, just as Israel did, we too need to look back to God's provision. If we're going to trust Him in faith, we need, just like the nation of Israel, we need to look back to God's provision. You can be assured this morning that God will provide. And so, as the Israelites here in Joshua camped on the banks of the Jordan, they faced a seemingly impossible change. Keep in mind that the nation of Israel has been wandering in the desert for 40 years. I'm sure in 40 years they've acquired their desert-like traditions, things that they become very comfortable with, things that they knew very well. But they're on the banks of the Jordan, and things are about to change. Life as they knew it is going to be different. And so in those moments, Israel, just as us this morning, need to look back to God's provision, because we're in the midst of change. There's no question about that. And so in a sense, we too are right at the bank of the Jordan facing changes in our lives. However, I think it's interesting that for the nation of Israel, they were plagued by three thoughts, probably thoughts we might even be thinking about this morning as we're facing the times that we're in and the things that are changing in our lives. And so three things I'd like for us to think about this morning that Israel was probably thinking, and we may be thinking this morning as well. First of all, what they knew. There's some things that the nation of Israel knew. And some of them knew them simply from the stories from the past. They knew that on the other side of the Jordan, there were giants. The giant sons of Anak. They were told about them by the spies that went over into the promised land. They were also knew about the fortified cities that were there in the promised land. They were also told about the weapons of flint and the individuals who lived there. And so there's some things that they knew as they stood on the banks of the Jordan, ready to cross over into the promised land. And so that's what they knew. But we'll also discover not only what they knew, but what they know. And so what they know is that the Jordan at this time, according to scholars, the Jordan River would be at flood stage. And so that simply means that the Jordan is going to be wider than it ever was, deeper than it ever is, and rougher than it has ever been at this time as they're on the banks of the Jordan, ready to cross over into the promised land. And so they knew about some of the circumstances on the other side that was going to bring about tremendous change. They had then, at this point, they knew that the Jordan was at flood stage, and so water's deeper than it ever has been before. And then they possibly, in their mind, also thought about what they do not know, the unknown. They had never been this way before. They came close to this point when they sent in the spies, but they've never crossed over the Jordan before. And so this is absolutely new. This is a dramatic change in their life. The truth is, I believe this morning, if we would pause for a moment and think about it, we're standing on the banks of the Jordan with the nation of Israel, looking at dramatic changes in our lives. And this morning, we may be thinking about what we knew, and we may be thinking about what we know, and certainly thinking about what we don't know, thinking about the unknown. And so that's why God called them to remember His provisions. And that's what we need to do today. As we're pondering and considering these things, we need to remember God's provision. He's always provided. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 2 shares with the nation of Israel. And you shall remember that the Lord your God led you all the way these 40 years in the wilderness to humble you and test you to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep His commandments or not. All those years the Lord led the nation of Israel. There's no reason now, as they stand at the banks of the Jordan, that He's not going to continue to lead them. And I want you to know this morning, where we are with facing COVID-19, God has led us this far. He's going to continue to lead us. He's going to continue to be with us. And so for the nation of Israel, He wanted them to remember that God guided them with a cloud and with fire. And that God provided and God governed them with manna and with quail. And God was good to them. In fact, you would read in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 4, and chapter 29, verse 5, that He in the wilderness for those 40 years, that their clothes did not wear out. And their sandals did not wear out. I've never had any clothes that lasted that long or shoes that lasted that long. But in this time period, God provided for the nation of Israel. He guided them, He fed them, He governed them, He was good to them. And so here we see that Israel, in this time of change, needed to look back to God's provision. And I want to encourage us today, in these changing and uncertain times, we need to look back to God's provision. But not only do we need to look to God's provision this morning, second thing I want us to consider is this. We also need to give attention to God's position. Not only did the nation of Israel need to do so, I believe we need to do so this morning. And so what we discover in verses 3 through 4 of our Joshua chapter this morning is that the Ark of the Covenant was the sign of the presence of God. It is mentioned more than 17 times in Joshua chapter 3 and chapter 4. Now that's important for the nation of Israel. I believe important for us because the Ark of the Covenant was the symbol of God's presence with His people. In this time, God was present with them and God will continue to be present with them. I want us to know this morning that God is present with us and He'll continue to do so. In Joshua chapter 3 and verse 10, Joshua told the people that they would know the living God was among them because His Spirit dwelt in the ark. The ark was a symbol of God's presence with them. Now we have the Apostle Paul and many other New Testament writers that shares with us that the Holy Spirit dwells in us. God's presence, not in the ark for us, but in us, in the form of the Holy Spirit, is also symbolic of God's presence with us. And so I want us to know this morning, as God was with Israel when they passed through the Jordan, God will be with us as we wade through the waters of COVID-19. In these moments, God is with us and God will continue to lead us and continue to provide for us and continue to keep us in these changing times. We find that the passage in Joshua says to us that the people were told to keep a distance of 2,000 cubits or approximately 1/2 mile between them and the ark. And we might wonder why. Well, I think a couple important thoughts here this morning. Many believed it was due to the holiness of God and thus a means of showing respect. Now, I absolutely believe that this morning. And we think about God. God should be respected. His presence should be respected. And if you know anything about the Ark of the Covenant, it definitely needed to be respected. Don't have time to go into that this morning. But once again, it was a symbol of God's presence. And so this morning, by being stationed at the distance in front of them, it also allowed every Hebrew to see it and remember to stay focused on the Lord and that God was present with them. You might say, well now, Pastor, 1/2 mile? You have to remember, this wasn't a group of 10 or so. This was a group of thousands of people. This was a large amount of people. And so they needed a certain amount of distance. So not only the people in the front, but the people in the back was able to see the Ark of the Covenant and to recognize that God was with them and that God was going to continue to be with them and that God was going to continue to lead them as they entered the promised land and faced tremendous changes in their lives. And so that leads us this morning to the third thing that I wanted us to consider. And it's this. Not only did Israel, but we also must trust in God's instruction. God gave instruction to the nation of Israel. And I believe that God is giving us instruction as we face these uncertain and changing times. Now, your instruction might be a little different than mine. But we're going to work through this together and God is going to share with us His instruction. But He gave specific instruction to the nation of Israel. And what we discover here in verses 5 and then verse 14 through 17, that Joshua spoke to the people and told them to consecrate themselves or sanctify themselves. And so it was an opportunity for them to prepare and to once again recognize and understand that God is with them. And so that's exactly what I believe that we need to be doing in these times. We need to be focusing on God and realizing that God is about to do something amazing. And so we're going to consecrate ourselves. We're going to sanctify ourselves. We're going to spend time with the Lord. And we're going to put our trust in Him. Joshua spoke to the priests and told them they would be the first ones to cross into the Jordan. And we see that in chapter 3, verses 8 and verse 13. But note, if you would, this morning, the water did not stop flowing until they were in the water. If the nation of Israel was going to be able to cross over the Jordan, they needed to follow God's instructions. They needed to follow God's plan. And I hope this morning that in these unchanging these changing and uncertain times, that we're following God's plan for our life. And we're trusting Him. In fact, in verse 13 says, they needed to rest in the water. In other words, nothing would happen until they stepped out on faith and got their feet wet. Nothing, church, is going to happen until we put our trust in God. And boy, is this a time to do that. If there was ever a time we needed to put our trust in God, put our faith in Him, it is now. And I hope that we're doing that. Israel had to trust God in faith, not in fear. We too, in these uncertain and changing times, need to trust God in faith and not in fear. God has a plan. God has instructions for us. And we need to step out in faith and not in fear. And so as we come to a close this morning, in verse 5, Joshua tells the people once again, consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. The word wonder means something that is beyond. Not only our power to do, but often beyond our power to understand. No, however, God desires to do wonders among His people and His church. Even in these uncertain and changing times, we need to put our faith in Him. We need to take the first step in faith, not fear. And then rest in His plan and His promises. And I want to assure you this morning that God has a plan. I seen a silly thing on Facebook the other day, and it's so true. It was a cartoon of the devil and God sharing together. And the devil said, I've closed all your churches. And God says, that's okay. I've just opened one in every living room. I want you to know today that God has a plan. And we can continue to trust that plan. And we can continue to trust His promises. Only then will we see the wonders of God. And so today, are we facing these moments in fear or in faith? I hope today that we're facing these moments in faith. Yes, there's no question things are different and things will be different. But the God we serve is still the same. And He hasn't changed. And His plan for us is a wonderful plan, full of beautiful promises. And so today I encourage you to stand in faith and trust God. No matter the circumstances. I wonder today if we could just take a few moments and just think about this morning how good God is. And let's put our faith in Him. As the praise team comes this morning,